as long as you don't hurt anybody. I personally believe for 20 years that Bulgarians invented yogurt. My dad told me that, and recently I read in Wikipedia it wasn't true. But you know, that made me feel good about myself. Because you know, my country is beautiful, but it's these days it's known for political corruption, sex trafficking, and big-breasted pop singers. These are the three things. And now I had a thing that I can be proud of, and that thing was trumped by facts. Fuck facts. Belief is awesome. It gives you warmth during cold days.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the podcast. How is it going? Is it going well? Did you have a nice Thanksgiving? I hope you did. I was off for a week or two. I don't remember. If you're wondering whether I was on vacation or was I touring, what was I doing? I'm just lazy. That's the reason. That's the reason. I had a nice Thanksgiving. I was with friends. It was great. No, people were talking about Thanksgiving, how the biggest challenge this year is not argue with your family over politics. And I'm just glad that election is over. And everyone panicked after Trump was elected, and people were protesting and all that craziness. And I knew from the start that this is going to tone down like in a week or two. No one's going to talk about it anymore. And no one is. And I was right. And of course, no one knows that because I have interesting ideas and theories. And I either don't share them or I share them with a group of people who don't accept them. So they just shit on me and I get embarrassed and I never talk to them again. And that's a common problem among genius people. I don't know. Fuck the election. Fuck the whatever results. I don't care anymore. I gotta stop being lazy and do drugs because I was doing a bit at some point about how I was 31 and I never did drugs, and then I started to do them, and that turned out to be a problem. Not for my life in general. I didn't feel bad or unhappy or that my life was going out of control. No, I just, my company that I work for, they're assholes, as you know. So they called me for a drug test, and I panicked, and now they're implementing even more drug testing into whatever rules that they have. So they're gonna have more stringent drug tests from now on. They're gonna make you piss, and they're gonna take a hair sample as well. And I decided, fuck it, you know, that's doing a little bit of acid and weed isn't it's not worth it. So, still open to do shrooms. If somebody knows where to get them, fuck it. You know, you need to try at least one of each psychedelic drug before I turn 40. Because it's gonna be a sad moment if you get 40 and over 40, and now you decide to do drugs. That's not a good look. I'm going to be 32 tomorrow, and I already feel old and unsuccessful in life, which is, I guess, most people, but I always thought that I would make something of myself by the time I'm 30. Didn't happen. Okay, you don't know, because the thing is, you're setting yourself up in your 30s when you're in your 20s, and when you're in your 20s, you have no information or common sense. You just want to fuck people. That's all, the whole your energy is into fucking, and there are some side effects of that mindset. It is that you just would take any job that will pay you enough so you can buy rims for your car so that you can impress a chick so you can fuck her. That's the whole mentality of a 20-year-old. And I guess I got caught up in that, and that fucking thing didn't even happen. But my mentality put me into this life that I'm living now, which is not good. But yeah, I swear I had a point before I started recording, and that of course went out the window because, as you know, I don't prepare at all. Ah, here it is. Sorry. What I was thinking today was that it seems to me that it's harder to get real information, even though we have access to all the information. Because right after the election, you open your social media and you get a bunch of posts from different people with links to articles or different clips from the news. And it's crazy because TV or whatever, television outlets, whatever you call them, television channels, they have the same facts. Probably, you know, they send people to investigate, and you know, you see them when something crazy happens, and they go interview the person, and you see all those journalists surrounding them with their tape recorders in hands. These are people from different TV stations, so they're talking to the same person, getting exactly the same information that anyone else. And then you watch Fox News, you watch CNN. You watch MSNBC and you get totally different feel of what happened in that particular situation. And that is weird. Because you have a bunch of people who get their information from, let's say, Fox News. So they in their heads, this happened. Other people who don't watch Fox News, they watch MSNBC, they see the same situation, but the feel of the situation is totally different. So they all think different of the situation. And when these people get together, let's say at Thanksgiving dinner, shit goes wrong. And can we just find like the objective truth and not sprinkle it with any bullshit agendas that you might have? And can we just have... I'm sure you can find the proper information for what you're looking for, but you gotta be really dedicated to the truth. You know, I can't be dedicated to the truth. I gotta work 12 hours today. I can't be, you know, my Google search doesn't even work the way I want it. Back in the day, you can Google search something, and the Google would just search the words that you put in and give you the most, the closest article to the whatever you wrote, and you go, oh, okay, so whatever I'm searching for, this is the best guess of Google that's what it is. And most of the time it was correct. Now you Google shit, and what comes first, the things, the articles, the websites who paid Google to put their fucking results up front? And so I'm searching whatever cottage cheese, and now I'm buying a coffee maker from some place because I clicked on the article. It was all about purchasing shit. It's not about goat cheese. I just wanted to learn about it. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Can't even search anything. And people think, well, this is the best time to live because everybody has the information. We have easy access to information. We have easy access to bullshit information. And also, the nature, life, whatever you call it, has the ability to balance itself out. And also, people are full of shit. That's another part of it. And what happens is you get people all this information, but through whatever means, half of the people who provide you the information decide, oh, we can fuck with the rest of the world. Let's put wrong information and just let it on the internet. And now the people who think they can get access to truth, they go and read that bullshit things that these other people had written, and they just get misled. So nothing really changes. It's sort of the same life that I was leading when I was a kid, when my information came from my parents. They were feeding me whatever beliefs they had. And I didn't. Back in the day, it was a word of mouth. That's how you learn things. You heard somebody say it, and you took it, and you go, oh, yeah, that's probably true. And then you go and tell it to other people. And it's like this crazy generational game of telephone that led to inevitably confusing your kids. Because I believed for 20, whatever, 7, 8 years that Bulgarians had invented yogurt. I don't know, I probably have talked about it. We haven't invented yogurt, but that's what my dad told me when I was a kid. He was really proud of it and made me feel proud of it, because we're a small country, Bulgaria. We don't get any publicity, so we cherish the little victories in life. So I thought, okay, we invented yogurt, everyone eats yogurt, it's because of us, we're awesome, right? That's what I thought. And my dad, to sound legit, he quoted, he didn't quote, he pointed out that there's a bacteria in yogurt called Bulgaricus blugga blugga, something in Latin. He goes, oh, it's Bulgaricus because it's named after our country, because that bacteria that makes the yogurt can only be found in our country. That's why we are unique. We are the only country that can produce proper yogurt, because the bacteria that makes the yogurt lives here, and here's the proof, it's named after our country. Now, whatever, 20 plus years later, I go on Wikipedia, Google yogurt, guess what? We didn't invent it. This bacteria exists everywhere. Everyone can make fucking yogurt. We weren't special. Why is the bacteria called? Why is it named after our country? Ah, because the scientist who found it was Bulgarian, so he wanted to honor his heritage, which is kind of cool, but still not as cool as what my dad told me when I was a kid. So, yeah, all my self-esteem and pride went out the window because of facts. I firmly believe that ignorance is the key to happiness, and I think it's too late for me. I'm a curious person. I like learning things, and that's why I'm miserable. Can I go back? There's a pill that makes you forget everything. I'll take it. Fuck it. I don't know. Big Pharma, get on that shit. I'm sure they will. At some point. You know? I was listening to the podcast and they were talking about this plant which... I forgot the name of it. But it's the Joe Rogan's podcast. And it's... I forgot what the fucking guest name was, but he's the same guy. He's a documentarist who created the Bigger, Stronger, Faster documentary, which is on Netflix. So this guy is working on a new documentary about this plant and how a lot of people find it useful to battle addiction to opiate addictions. So they're apparently able to kick out the addiction using this plant. And you can buy it. And, you know, you can not only buy the plant, you can buy pills with a little, whatever the extract from the plant is, or just ground it in powder, the leaves of the plant. I'm not sure how it works, but you can buy it as pill form and you can take it. And it doesn't make anything... Jesus, my fucking phone never rings, but once I start recording, just starts going off for no fucking reason. So this plant is, you can take it, it doesn't do much to you, it makes you feel good. It's not psychedelic or anything, but people apparently find it helpful. And now, the DEA is looking into it, and FDA, whatever the other agency is, and they're actually thinking of scheduling this plant to be a Schedule 1 narcotic, which is the highest level, which that makes it crazy illegal. That's the whole point. And that guy, because he used to be addicted to pain pills, he started taking that that you know whatever the tablets from the plant, and he felt great. He kicked the addiction. He feels good. And he goes, okay, now if they make it illegal, me and all the other people who are taking that stuff, they're fucked. Okay, I mean, it as far as he can tell, there's no side effects. There's no bad things happening to him. And now if they schedule it, if they make it a Schedule 1, I'm not sure what the proper terminology is, but they want to make it really illegal. And so you can always speculate what the reasoning is behind that. Is there probably the people who make those pain pills, they don't want you to, they want you to buy their pills to get addicted and keep buying them because they make money. I don't know if that's the reason. There's not enough evidence to claim that, but you know, knowing the climate that we're in, that's not out of the, you know, realm of possibilities. So, again, I have the habit to talk about things without giving all the facts, but I'm gonna fucking look it up. I'll look it up. I'll tell you exactly what the podcast is, and you can. Let's click on this motherfucker. Here it is. It's Joe Rogan's Experience, episode 876. Chris Bell is the guy. And the plant is called Kratom. Kratom? K-R-A-T-O-M. It's pretty interesting. This guy goes in depth, explains it. Pretty cool. Now, what's the point? The point was, if Big Pharma will make a pill to make you ignorant and and find happiness, who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? That'll be good for production, right? If you're just happy with your shitty life and you're at work on a conveyor belt and, you know, assemble microwaves or shit, you know, that'll be good. Give me the pill. Fuck it. I'll feel happy by doing that. Who gives a fuck? You know what's interesting about Thanksgiving this year? I haven't seen any videos of fights at Walmart or these other places. Right? Because usually the Black Friday, this is when you get all the video feed on Facebook of people getting to fist fights over $29.99 toaster ovens at Target or something, and just embarrassing. You know, this year, pretty toned down. I don't know if people were depressed because of the election or they just gave up. I don't know what the reason is, but I would always enjoy watching, you know. This is all those moments on Black Friday, all those crowds just going in the store as soon as they open the doors. That gives you like a little tiny idea of what it'd be like if the apocalypse happens. Because people, you know, we're polite to each other. Good evening, sir. How are you? Ha ha ha. We open doors. But when shit hits the fan, it's hordes of animals. They just form and just collide with others and just start swinging. All civility goes out the window. Do you imagine that all the civility would go out a window just because there is a sale? Imagine if you're fighting over food and water. That would be... That's why I enjoy those things. I don't know, because it gives you a little glimpse into what people's mentality is deep inside. Because in America, nobody tells you what they actually feel. People are kind of programmed to be high, like robots. Hello, how are you? Everybody, big smile on their face. And then they talk to you about nonsense just because they try to avoid telling you a little fact about themselves that can get them hurt in future. You know, God forbid you know something about them, you can probably, whatever, screw them over 2 years from now. So nobody tells you shit. People talk about nonsense. Oh, do you watch the Kardashians? Oh, yeah, it was fascinating. They bought another purse for $20,000. I haven't seen that before. It must be a new model, Versace. Fucking no, I haven't even seen the Kardashians. I refuse to do it. I have standards for entertainment, okay? I'm not going to watch it. You know, I've watched two reality shows. One was Ice Road Truckers. Okay, I'm a trucker. I wanted to see what that was about. And Jersey Shore, because everyone was saying how horrible it was. I wanted to make sure they were correct. They were. Good for you. And that's it. I'm not going to watch the Kardashians. These people talk. Everyone's handsome. Everyone's beautiful. And they talk nonsense. That's all reality TV. It's either that or you got to be really freaky looking and have crazy way of life like the fucking Alaskan people or whatever that is. My friend once tried to show me that show. I'm like, dude, I can't. I can't do it. You know. So we covered a lot of shit today. I have no idea. I'm jumping from topic to topic. That's what I do. So I don't know. I think I'm going to wrap that up and go to work. And I'm going to talk to you hopefully in a few days. And I will try not to be lazy and keep up the schedule. 2 episodes a week. Hopefully whoever was enjoying that can keep enjoying it in the future. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.